Kyle Chisholm, Phoenix, not one of your better nights, but not bad.
Yeah, it's
no offense.
It sucked pretty much. I'm not scared to say it. Yeah, you're right. It was okay. I just rode my crap all day, really. I don't know. I just kind of rode tight. I kind of, in the heat race, in the main, in the races, just kind of rode behind me a little bit and didn't, you know, ride myself and try to go forward. I kind of riding behind, just not riding my own race, you know, and rode tight all day, kind of had some arm pump, and just rode like crap. The last, like, three laps of the main, I kind of started riding a little bit better, but obviously it was too little too late. But just keep working. Still an improvement over last week, result-wise. So keep plugging away, and just I should be in the top 10. I just need to pull my head out of my butt.
What was it? Track? Bike? Just you?
Just
me. What do you want to blame it on? Vision?
Just me. Yeah, I mean, the vision was probably the biggest problem, but no, it's just me. Still getting comfortable on the bike and, you know, not making an excuse, you know, just still trying to put as much time in as I can and keep working. I have DV helping me and riding really good. I had a good week this week riding, and I just, you know, didn't put it together here at the race, I guess, and that's always the tough thing to do. You know, everyone's fast at the practice track, so just got to keep plugging away and, you know, we'll get there. I started off last year somewhat slow too. Like, maybe result-wise it didn't look like that, but I still was kind of having the same comfortability issues a little bit, and it took me a few rounds to get going, so hopefully stay on track and just keep improving a little bit and see what happens.
What happened with Han out there? What happened? Do we know?
Well, apparently I'm a dirty rider, but now after the one triple tonight, there was like at the fast line was going outside, like step up and then jump on, jump off, and then there's another triple. Well, if you went out there to do it, then the guy's going to go inside to pass you. He was right behind me, like maybe seventh lap of the main, and I went inside to protect it, and I kind of hugged like inside as much as I could, and I was kind of going down the middle. The left side of it was the fast line, you know, everyone was going because it was a right-hand turn, and went inside to protect it. He went outside, and I heard him go outside, so I kind of stayed in the middle of the track, and for whatever reason, he was on my right side, and we were on opposite rhythms, and we kind of hit in the air a little bit, and he went down, and we both almost crashed, and just racing, I guess, but yeah, it is what it is. So.
All right, man, thanks.
Cool. Thank you.